Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Bon, bon. We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
I guess we're calling it Nasty Nuptials.
Uh-oh. Not good.
Let's see if we can get through one without destroying people.
No.
We got Jesse and Neil, and Jesse's going to go first.
Cool.
Jesse?
Yay!
What's happening?
How are you guys?
We're great.
Awesome. Well, Neil and I, we have been dating for a little bit over a year.
Okay.
We live together, and my family hates that. Like, my dad's a pastor, and the fact that Neil and I are, quote, living in sin, they really just hate it. But I love Neil, and I think what Neil and I have is wonderful and great. And basically, I want my family to like him, but they really just haven't gotten to know him.
Okay.
And my cousin is getting married on Long Island next month.
Cool.
And so I want Neil to come with me. I want him to, like, meet my family and be around my dad and have my dad be around Neil. And he doesn't want to come. And I really think that this is going to help. This is going to make things just smooth. And then to see that we're not living in sin. We love each other. We're going to get married eventually. I don't know, but I just want them to like him, and he doesn't want to come with me.
How long are you guys going to be out there for?
It's just a week.
Just a week. Okay, all right. Well, I'm thinking on Neil here. I'm like, wow.
If you'd said, like, just a weekend, that you could put a just in front of a weekend, but... So...
We're staying at a hotel. It's not like we're in my parents' house for a week. I don't...
Okay.
I don't know.
So then you're gonna go from living in sin to living in a hotel in sin,
and then be surrounded for a week of people that hate
your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not that we're making his case for him, but well. Neil.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
It's totally not like that. I mean, her family hates me, and I don't want to be around it. To be honest, like, I don't have anything to prove to them. Like, I haven't gotten a chance, you know, from the beginning. So, you know, there's no reason for me to even go. I'm not going to just, like, win them over in a weekend. So, you know.
Why not?
I love you. And that's it. I mean, it's going to be awful. It's a week. It's a week of that. Like, you know, just, like, walking on eggshells the whole time.
Yeah.
Why do you say, I mean, hate is such a strong word. She's kind of coming, it feels like she's coming from the angle that they just don't know you and they can't accept the fact that you're living in sin. But you sense more of a hatred for who you are, or what do you sense, Neil?
Yeah, it's for, like, who I am, and just, I have no idea. They've just always been really, like, rude to me, and just, like, you know, I try and engage. It's been, like, you know, a little bit over a year now, and there's just really nothing, like, back. So it's something personal.
You can't really engage over the phone, Neil. Like, I really feel like if we're there, if we're around my family, they're going to get to know you and see what I fell in love with. And I want to give them that, like, chance. Mm. Right now, they just don't know you.
So,
I mean, we've tried a bunch to just connect, and there's just been nothing. So, yeah.
What do you feel like it would be like, Neil, if you go? I mean, could describe what you have it in your head, what a day is going to look like. You feel like they're going to, like, when you walk into breakfast, they're going to throw food at you. I mean, how bad do you think it's going to be? Or why do you think they're going to be mean to you?
I mean, it's just, it's going to be super awkward just being around them and sitting down and, like, you know, being judged about what I do, or, like, you know, what I'm, like, doing with my life and that kind of thing. It's just, like, constant just sort of, like, questioning about different things about my life, and also, you know, just no real, like, connection. It's just going to be, like, you walk into a room and everyone's just hostile the whole time.
Are you never going to?
There's a lot of that.
Do you want to be with Jesse? Because if you're never going to make a connection with them, then your relationship has an expiration date.
Kind of, because it sounds like Jesse needs her family's approval for her to marry, begin a life with you, Neil. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely like long haul with you, Jesse. It's just sort of. I don't have anything to prove to them. Like, I know that I love you. So, you know, like,
wow.
But I don't
Neil, why can't we go and show them that? Like, I know they'll like you. They just don't know you yet. And we haven't gone to visit. That's half the reason why they don't really like you that much is because they think that you never let me come over to Long Island. And like, you know, it's just, if they saw that you were willing to make such, it's a long way, I get it. If they saw that, they'd be like, oh, well, he's making an effort. He totally wants to be part of our lives. And I think I think it's just going to be so much better, babe.
Oof. Yeah.
I don't know.
This is awkward. Because it's a long, I mean, Jesse, you're making really good points, but for a second, can you put yourself in Neil's shoes? He's got to take a week off of work and to have to... To audition for your family?
And this is his vacation, too. Yeah that's not going to be fun.
Basically, you kind of were right. Like, if he's not willing to do this, then what is he? Is he in this for the long haul? Like, for me, this kind of shows the commitment level. And we've just gone back and forth about it. And I just don't understand why he can't compromise a little bit. Like, he won't even go for like half a week. Like, I want him to be there and I want him to meet my family. Okay. And he's not. And I just feel like this is kind of like a make or break moment.
Yeah. And Jesse, can I ask you, if you guys ever have plans to get married, if your family, he can't win over your family, you're not going to go through with your family's more important than Neil. That's what I'm kind of feeling.
I mean, I don't want to say that, but my family is important and I want them to be important both at the same time. I don't know. I really just feel like if he would just make this commitment with me, it would really go a long way.
Okay.
Guys, we're going to have other points. People. Hang on. Don't move.
I think Neil melted a lot of women's hearts that are listening. He said, you know, I don't care. I don't care about anything. I just want to love you.
It's true.
Right.
And you reach a certain point in your life and I don't think they're old by any means, but it's like, I love you and I don't need to win anybody over.
Amen.
And
it's us. It's you two, us two against the world.
And at some point, as a dad of a daughter, don't I have to reach out and go, you're the man who my daughter loves. If you're not reaching out to me, then I got to reach out to him. It doesn't sound like Jesse's dad is doing a lot of reaching out either. I understand he's a pastor and he thinks they're living in sin and all that. But at a certain point, you're going to lose your daughter if you don't. What it sounds like is right now Neil has to go all the way to Long Island and nobody's willing to come halfway to Denver.
Nice.
It's
all on. Wow.
It's 100% on Neil. And if they already don't like him, I don't like walking into a room where I know there's going to be conflict. I know you don't eat. Like, nobody wants to walk into conflict.
And I would kind of question Jesse's dad because you said he's a pastor. There's not a lot of forgiveness or compassion. He's just anti. Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, this is never going to end unless somebody's the bigger man. And
Jesse wants her man, Neil, to be it.
So,
but he's already been there. He's already tried.
So should they go to the Long Island nasty nuptials, or can she go by herself and they'll pick a different time for him to try to win over the family? You guys get to decide. Jesse, Neil, feel free to jump in. Here comes your jury.
Yeah.
Logan.
Yai. Hey guys, I am totally with Neil on this one because I myself am in the exact same situation currently.
Ooh, do tell.
Thank you. The only reason I'm with Neil on this one is because I know what it's like not to have a ton of vacation time myself, and I know what kind of stress, you know, traveling with your significant other kind of puts you under. And I also know that if you're walking into a situation where people have already got opinions about you before you can really express yourself appropriately, it's really difficult to sway those minds.
Yeah.
And if he's out there, unless he's got the ability to, I guess, hold his tongue even a little bit better than I do, It's difficult to try to defend yourself in a calm manner in front of everybody.
Good point.
And if that goes bad while he's trying to defend himself, he's going to be stuck in New York.
Jesse, Neil could make this worse.
Yeah, it could get worse. Have you thought about that, Jesse?
I don't think it will get worse. I think the only issue is the fact that they don't know him. They feel like that he's a stranger who just, like, took me to the West, you know? Like,
that's true.
They just need to, like, meet him and understand why we're in love. And I just really think that this would be the thing to do it. Like, I understand the apprehension, and I respect it. But I think that showing this, like, initiative will be everything that needs to just smooth things over.
Yeah.
Thank you
but
for the call,
not making any initiative either.
Yeah, there is that.
There is a point where it's got to be a two-way street, but maybe it has to start with you, Neil. Emily?
Yeah. Oh, yay. Hi. So I'm on Jesse's side, and from what I'm hearing is Neil's missing a great opportunity to kind of show how much he loves Jesse and kind of jump in there and get to the hard stuff. After a year, it's when you start talking about, like, the dynamics of relationships and what's going to work and what isn't.
Steve's looking at me like a dog hearing a high-pitched sound, because, like, never been that far. Sounds awful.
I heard the words hard stuff. I'm out.
Come back, Steve.
Well, I'm like Logan. I just got out of a relationship a week ago because of the same thing. And I was the one who was like, you know, I don't like your family, and this just isn't going to work.
Wow.
You left because you didn't like the family.
Yeah. You know, he was really close to his mom and dad. And if I was going to have to, like, fight for myself all the time, it wasn't going to make me happy.
That's true.
Thank you for the call, Emily. Let's see. Chantel.
Yay. So I've actually been on both sides, Neil's side and Jesse's side. I was with somebody for 4 years where the family hated me, didn't want anything to do with me, but I loved him and cared for him so much that I showed his family that I'm going to be here and I'm going to stay because I love this person. When you're with somebody, you're with them because for them. You're not there for the family. And I understand where he's coming from.
It does suck when
people, you know, don't like you. They don't want to accept you. But at the same time, doesn't your happiness matter when you're with somebody? You're with that person for that person, not what the benefits come with family and everything else. You know what I mean?
So whose side are you ultimately on? If you've been on both sides, you sound very much Neil.
I'm on Jesse's side only because I recently just went through the same exact thing. I was with somebody, and my mother is very religious. She doesn't accept anybody that's not in the same religion she is. And he kind of told me, well, basically it's not going to work because, you know, your family doesn't like me. But if a person loves you, if he really loves Jesse like he says he does, he would go there and show that family that he really, really cares and loves her. And it would change their mind. It would show them how happy she is with him.
But wow. If it doesn't
Thank
work,
you.
Everybody's out time and money. Let's get one more, and then I feel it's going a certain direction here. Alex?
Yay! Hey, so totally with Jesse on this point. I'm going to take a quote out of Van Wilder's playbook right here. And it's first date are always interviews. It's an audition with her parents.
Yep.
Neil's got to show up and prove that, hey, like, it may not be the first time, but I'm here for the long run. And he's a pastor, so he's all about repentance. He's about, like, proving yourself and making it better. It may have not worked out before. I may have not been liked before, but this is the way it's got to go. Like, I love your daughter. And I think him showing up is a huge step in the right direction. And could prove the difference in, you know, that's a huge step. So it could prove the difference in between them being okay and not okay.
Nice.
Thank you for the call, Alex. What's Facebook look like, buddy?
I want to say kind of down the middle.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, Little D just told us that, Neil, you made a huge push at the end, but ultimately, Jesse wins and you're going to Long Island.
Ooh.
All right. I really think it'll be good. Neil, I really think it will.
Nice.
Are you willing to go?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, wait now, Neil.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to put forth effort when you get there?
It's not just getting on the plane, man. You got to try.
A little bit.
I will try. Sure.
Okay. Wow.
Can you up? I want to know.
Yeah, we might need to talk to you guys after the wedding. Hang on right there.
Thanks, you guys.
I mean,
that's, well,
I feel like the dad's never coming here. So if Neil's serious about her, you got one play.
This is it.
If you go out there and they're a total D to you, then you've got your answer.
Right, then just peace out.
Bye.
See ya. Yeah.
Cost you a week, but sure. It saved you a bunch of time.
Amen. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.